Should a Christian own a weapon? What does the Bible say? Let's look at Luke chapter 22, starting verse 35. And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he unto them, But now, he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. If you do not have a weapon, go and buy one. That's what it's saying here. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, It is enough. So he's saying here that, you know, two weapons is enough. That's plenty. You say, well, I'm going to depend on the Lord to protect me. I don't need a weapon. Well, let's look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. So you should do everything humanly possible to prepare against the day of battle, but then you turn it over to the Lord. It's in the Lord's hands after that. But you still need to prepare. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad, and thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon. And it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. What's talking about here is in the camp, you don't use the bathroom in the midst of the camp. You go outside and dig a hole. And it's assumed here that you have a weapon. It's not saying you go get a weapon. No, it's assumed that you have one. And on the weapon, on the back of the weapon, you know, it had a paddle, like a shovel, little shovel. So should a Christian own a weapon? Absolutely. You know, in the New Testament says, if you don't have one, go buy one. In the Proverbs, it says, be prepared against the day of battle. You know, be prepared. Have a weapon to be able to protect your family. Do everything humanly possible to prepare, but then turn it over to the Lord. It's in the Lord's hands after that. Be sure to like the video, leave your comments below, and if you're new, subscribe to my channel. Thanks for watching.